Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 12th of August, 2021. We have the best technology news that's happened over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. All right, of course, the big news is what Samsung unboxed. As we all know, Samsung had their little event yesterday and some new products for us. There was actually a total of 4 devices unveiled, and the biggie being the Galaxy Z Fold 3. The foldable phone actually has an under-display camera. Now, of course, this is when it's not in use. That's when the internal selfie shooter camera will actually attempt to blend in with the screen. Now, it's not completely hidden. You can kind of see it. But it is a nice attempt of saying, hey, look, there's no notch. Definitely the Fold 3 going for more of a tablet feature. You can even use Samsung's S Pen stylus with the Galaxy Fold 3. And on top of your tablet, don't worry about getting it wet. I wouldn't submerge it, but don't worry about it if water gets a little bit on it. IPX8 rated waterproofing is on board, and the thing will go on sale August 27th for the right old price of $1,800. Yeah, it ain't cheap. Now, the next folding phone would be the Galaxy Z Flip 3. Though it has to be said, Samsung, they didn't spend much time on this. Obviously, they wanted the fold to be the focal point. But this clamshell phone will be starting around $1,000 when it comes out also on August 27th. Yes, that's correct, $200 lower than the previous model. The Flip 3 will have a more usable cover display, being the fact that it's actually 4 times larger than the one that's found on the predecessor. Meaning you've got a lot of room now for all of your little notifications and widgets. Now from that, we move to the Galaxy Watch 4 and the Watch 4 Classic. Both watches have that 3-in-1 bioactive sensor on board, and even a new 5-nanometer processor, plus 50% more RAM. Definitely will make your watch feel a heck of a lot faster. Not to mention it's running the new Tizen Wear OS. As far as the Classic goes, well, of course, it's more expensive and actually features the return of the company's much-loved rotating bezel. And when we say expensive, it's only $100 more. The Watch 4 will set you back $249, while the Watch 4 Classic, $349, also launching on August 27th. And that brings us to the final unboxing at the Samsung event. That would be the Galaxy Buds 2. They're smaller and a lot lighter than the Galaxy Buds Plus and include active noise cancellation. Plus, there's a machine learning feature that will filter out noises when you're using the Buds to talk to someone over the phone. The new Buds will set you back about $150. Moving on with other news now, Google One VPN. If you're in Canada, Mexico, and the UK, well, it's now available to you. Google's finally expanding their VPN service. That's all part of that Google One subscription. Now, in case you don't remember, late last year in the US, they actually started offering their VPN access with 2 terabytes of Google One cloud storage for $10 a month, meaning that yesterday's announcement pretty much sees that Google wants to take this thing internationally. Now, of course, there is a little bit of limitations that separate Google One from the other VPN solutions. First and foremost, you'll only be able to use the service if the country you're in currently supports it. Chances are you're going to end up in an unsupported country, and you won't be able to use that VPN anymore. Also, Google One VPN, still only available on Android devices. And there's no word yet when it's going to be hitting iOS. And finally, I have to say, last few years, we've just been kind of full of 80s nostalgia, haven't we? I mean, from Sega and the Nintendo Classics, these things. I guess the folks over at Retro Games decided, yep, Amiga 500, yep, it needs to be out there. Yep, get ready for Commodore's Amiga 500. Most of us that grew up in the 80s remember it as pretty popular home computer for that era, because PCs were just too damn expensive. Now, don't look for a full version, though this will be a mini version from Retro Games, much like the mini version of the Commodore 64. Retro Games says the console will include 25 titles. And keeping up with those other retro consoles, users will be able to save and resume titles partway through play, and you'll be able to do sideload titles too. And you won't have to find an old cassette deck laying around to plug it into the mic port. Unfortunately, the A500 Mini won't be launching in time for Christmas this year. It's actually expected to launch sometime in early 2022, with a cost around about £120 or $140. got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our official website, yes, it's BritishTechNetwork.com. Come on over there and get subscribed to all the wonderful BTN podcasts, including this show, The Mac Show, The Big Show, and The Photo Show, too. You can also find our Facebook page as well at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and be a part of the BTN community today by heading on over to our Slack room. Just go to BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. We will get you caught up on the best technology news that will be happening, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.